This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today is Easter Sunday, or as many of us will say, Resurrection Sunday. And I am thinking about God's living water, that water that we can drink from, that we will never thirst again. And I had this thought as I was continuing to study about the passage and the exchange that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. And that's exactly what he told her as she comes with her pail and bucket and she's down there fetching that water from the well. He is telling her, if you turn to me, there is a water that I have. It's called a living water where you will never thirst again. And this woman, as I will often remind everyone, had been married 5 times, was currently living with a man who was not her husband. That was not a barrier to her being able to partake in God's living water. And so they're at this well with this beautiful exchange, and the woman, she actually experiences it because she leaves all of the water that she has fetched from this well into her bucket. And when she learns that Christ is the Messiah and she's standing there having a conversation with him, she leaves everything and runs back to get her entire town. And if you've been listening during the week, you know that this woman, Samaritan woman, married 5 times, still living in sin, converted an entire town. So we see what is possible when we hold true to this living water that Christ gives us the opportunity. And so the words that I'm going to cling to simply are, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that we might have eternal life. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, celebrate your Easter Sunday and hold on to that living water.